Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday edition. I tried to take off about a month ago for the first vacation in a year, and I'm not complaining. I need a vacation. I need to reset. And I was going to try to take off next week, but I don't really think I can do it. Because they'll just, like, park trucks in here and, like, turn their horns on the whole time. So I'm staying. That's it. The latest incident with the horns honking for, like, 5 minutes. I've obviously got to be here or there won't be a broadcast, but I'm being sarcastic. I want to take your phone calls now. And I sit here and I look at this news. I told you I was going to get into Trump last segment, but couldn't do that. This hell of them cats here are the mice play. But I'm going to try my best here to take your phone calls. And I've said this because 20 years ago I could do it. I used to like be so good at just going to callers, and the callers got habituated to just saying 1 minute of content and then moving on. And it was so much more interesting. But we have so many great callers here. I'll just go to a caller, and then they'll talk 2 minutes, and I'll talk 5 minutes, and they'll talk a minute, and then they'll talk. I'm going to talk to Brian, Josh, Roki in Afghanistan, and Joe next segment. And I'll go to Josh and Matt and Cecilia and Cindy and everybody else after that, but I'm going to who called in first. And I'm just going to come out of break. I'm going to talk 30 seconds, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. But I got distracted with the truck that just happened to be parked right up against the studio wall honking during the break. I'm not complaining. I didn't really get the points I wanted to make earlier. It's just so crazy, man, to watch the Democratic Party just say, hey, the Republicans are beating us because they're more corrupt than us. We have to get rid of our morals to defeat them. And that's how they got seduced the last 10 years. Of course, the blue blood Republicans were horrible. And Democrats used to oppose them. And I supported some Democrats because they were doing good things like being anti-war and anti-torture and things. But once they went, oh, we've got to be more evil than the bad guy, the end justifies the means. They have just turned into total criminals. I mean, they will accuse you of something. They will sue you. They will indict you. They will lie about you. And they just do it like it doesn't matter. And they say, hey, you're bad. We're doing this to you. Look, because you're a Nazi. You're like, actually, you're funded by a Nazi collaborator. And they're like, shut up. Racist. And at a certain point, you just go, man, you're crazy. You are crazy. And I just can't let you run my life. And so whatever you do to me, go ahead. Because I'm not submitting to you. And then they come start a fight. And the left, I've seen it. They will hit you. This is so archetypal. This is so emblematic. It's so illustrative. They will hit you. And if you hit them back, they call the police. I'll never forget the first time I ran into Antifa, maybe the second time I ran into Boston before that, was in 2008, DNC, Denver, Colorado. And, man, Antifa walked over beside me and hit me with her elbow, and I just elbowed them right back. And they went, officer, he just hit me. And I looked at this guy. And what I saw was dishonor. Well, that guy was honorable compared to him now. They'll attack women and children first. You watch these videos, they see a little kid or an old woman or a guy on a wheelchair. If you got a guy on a wheelchair, Antifa is like flies on SH-T. I mean, they come in to attack. Like, the normal person would, like, never attack a woman or somebody in a wheelchair. That's who they are, man. And you just got to come to grips with it. They are the scum of the earth. Start your engines. Your calls in T-minus 60 seconds. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force. Cities quarantined in a giant biological warfare drill. The left is trying to parlay it that the patriot president of Brazil has it and that Trump has it. The Brazilian president has tested negative. The media is running with the fact that he has it. They're not talking about quarantining Trump, removing him from power. They could release a designer bioweapon on the president and said that coronavirus did it. That's something I'll cover at the bottom of the hour. I said I'd get to it earlier, but I got sidetracked. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls here. We've got Rogue, and we've got Bruce, and we've got Joe, and we've got Josh and Cecilia, and Janet, and Cindy, and Josh, and Brian, and Julia. Brian, in California, thanks for calling on this Friday edition.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Good. I'm taking it. You can hear my get the audio correct. We're having
I got to give each caller about a minute or two, bro. I can't do the test. I hear you good, man.
No. Okay. Cool.
Well, let me guess. You can't hear me, right? It's real low audio to you.
Yeah, to me. But I've got.
Yeah, that's our biggest problem. The calls. They just don't see enough audio. They're not going to stop it. So. I'm sorry. Just wait this. Anyways, sir, go ahead and make a point.
Three pointer, brother.
All right, I'm gonna let you go in about a minute.
Okay. Basically, what I called about was a whole laundry list of items, but what I'm thinking now, I've been observing the San Francisco situation. You know, I started posting my belief that we were going to be the first beta city for quarantine, and people were laughing and everything, and ends up, as it's gone on, the laughing people are finding out it's going on in their cities now as well. But what I believe, seeing they releasing all the kids out of the schools, they're going to want them, they'll come up with, we don't want them to get sick. So I'm looking at curfews next up in San Francisco, that is.
Well, what do you think's coming next?
Curfews. I believe, you know, we got criminal minds out there too, subtle. I went down to meet my son picking up his girlfriend yesterday. It ends up he didn't show up, so I'm there. And then I was trying to let her know I could come in because I live downtown San Francisco. So she's tripping out. I says, well, I can pick you up for the next 2 weeks. And she doesn't, no one seems to understand that the human reaction is a bigger problem to me than the violence. You don't understand what I'm saying?
No, you're right. You're right. Thank you so much, sir. The panic is the real issue, and clearly the system is trying to create as much panic as they can. Whether the virus is a big threat or not, this is the big globalist move. I totally agree. And, again, I wasn't mad at the caller. We just do, like, this dance, like, do you hear me? Do you hear me? And it just, it always happens. And when I call in, I have low audio, too. They just go, oh, the audio is great. So, whatever, I'm buying the group. Just the way it is. It's the callers and me that are wrong. There's great audio. Let's see the next caller. Let's see if Rogue, now they're way over in Afghanistan, so maybe there's a reason the audio will be low there. Rogue in Afghanistan, how am I coming to you?
Hi, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, how am I coming to you?
Okay, okay, so real quick.
How am I coming to you?
I hear you clear, I hear
you clear. Good, wonderful, thank you, go ahead.
Okay,
sorry.
Awesome. So real quick, I'm a DOD contractor here in Kandahar. So if you go to usajobs.gov, there's a job posting called Public Health Advisor Quarantine Program with the CDC. It was posted on November 15th, 2019 until May. And there's multiple positions at 16 different places across the country. So a lot of jobs.
No, I meant to cover that yesterday, and I covered it 2 weeks ago. They were getting ready then. They knew what was happening in China back then. And again, that just shows that, well, what do you think as a DOD contractor? You're a person that knows these type of things and understands how it works. What do you think?
This is already pre-planned. They were already preparing for this. They knew.
Absolutely. And now we know that China was covering it up, and obviously the Pentagon knew what was going on. What does your gut tell you is going on, Rogue?
This is all part of the globalist agenda. That's what I think. And we really need to pay attention to this whole new 5G network thing and what are the possible risks towards our health. And that's all.
What are other contractors in Afghanistan and other people that are out there in the real world? What do they think?
Well, I'm over here. I'm spreading the word, too. You got some guys that believe in what's going on. You got some guys that are just ignorant. They just, you know, call it conspiracy BS. So, just don't be a sheep.
Yeah, I had it printed off yesterday. I covered it last week, what you're talking about. I had it printed off in my stack yesterday. Tell folks again where they go to search that. This is a great call. I really appreciate you, sir.
USAjobs.gov.
USAjobs.gov. And what do they search? Quarantine?
Public Health Advisor.
Public Health Advisor. Yeah, I had the printout yesterday, and it said quarantine sites all over the U.S. in November.
Correct.
Yeah, I had that in the stack. We should do a whole, I think I meant to do a whole segment on that whole thing. Yeah, there it is. Public Health Advisor Quarantine Program. And there it is, November 15th, just like you said. Click on that.
This is an official website for the U.S. government employment.
$51,440.
Correct.
$93,000 per year. Workforce schedule full time. And then it shows the different sites all over the U.S. Wow, how incredible is that?
Amazing. That's crazy. Anyways, long-time listener, first-time caller, 10 years. Thank you for what you do, and love your products.
Rogue, thank you. And by the way, I wasn't trying to be a jerk to the last caller or the next one. I'm pissed that I can't get to callers quicker. Okay? I want to get to all of you. I want to shut up, and I want to get to you. But then I've got to, like, because I'm slow. I'm like, hey, say that again. And I'm like, wait a minute. I had that a week ago. I get mad at myself. I'm like, why didn't you call? I'm just trying to tell you why I'm a jerk, okay, folks? Because I am a jerk, okay? It's just that it's not you. I'm just like, I'm overloaded, man. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, it's like I already knew what he was saying was true. And then I'm pissed that he's telling me this and I didn't cover it. Because we made a huge deal. I'm going to say this. We're going to go to break. I said I'd get to four calls. I got to two. I failed. I'm coming back. I'll go to three calls next second. Or I'm going to hit myself in the face. Seriously, maybe I put a dog shock collar on myself. I'm not joking. And if I don't go to the number of callers I say, I'm shocked for real. Plus, that'll get the ratings, get folks to tune in and see what's going on. But it's man-made. They were pre-positioning. They knew China was covering it up. Trump's not bad for doing that. I mean, here's the articles. Trump declared national emergency as speed virus response. I haven't played the clip yet. And then look, this is our video on band.video. For whatever reason, we can't even find the article. I'm not mad at the crew. It's just the way Google blocks stuff now. We wrote an article on March 2nd saying exclusive FEMA declares secret national emergency ahead of coronavirus pandemic. And I said within 2 weeks, Trump will declare a national emergency. Yeah, there's the video. But we can't find the article. And it's not the crew's fault. Google's so blocked now, we can't even find our own stuff. But look at this. Trump declared a national emergency, just like we told you. But it's not like I told you. I talked to people at the White House, and I talked to people in the military, and then I talked to people that talked to folks separately, and they all said, yeah, no, it's on. And we think, you know, 3 million dead is what we're preparing for. 3.2 million. It's like, it's just, so here we are. This is going to get crazy. I don't know what the hell is about to happen, but we're going to take your phone calls one way or another. So just get ready. I'm coming out of break. I'm going to your phone calls. The most important thing is to get you on air, because the angles you bring up are so critical. Whatever you do, don't visit newswars.com. Do not visit newswars.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
If the globalists think defeating me will defeat the human spirit, they're wrong. But they're little demons. They can't figure that out. That's why they're demons. All right. I'm going to take three calls this segment. I'm going to take four calls next segment, or I'm going to just walk off the show. My fault. I don't get it done. So we're going to do it right now. Let's go to Cindy in Maryland and Janet. Then we'll go to Josh. Let's go to Cindy in Maryland. Cindy, thank you so much for calling on this Friday.
Alex, I am more excited to talk to you than I would be the president.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, Cindy. I always like talking to ladies.
Thanks. Hey, look, and you know, you're always plugging, you know, the supplements and things like that, but not your apparel. I bought that Liberty or Death sweatshirt. It is my favorite shirt. And right now...
It's funny you say that. My wife wears that all the time. She's got that Liberty. Is that the gray one? Is that the gray one?
Yes. And it is so comfortable. Everybody's like, where did you get that? Where did you get that? So I tell them.
If people don't believe in God, they haven't looked at the female form. I mean, just women are amazing. You know, you're an amazing person, Cindy.
Thank you very much.
No, I mean that. I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying that God made a really good thing there.
Well, thank you very much. I think so myself. But look, I want to know why, you know, we hear that this virus, it started in Fort Detrick, okay? It started in Fort Detrick. I have a friend that works there.
Oh, tell us about that. We know the Obama scumbag allowed it to be transferred. I totally agree with you. They'll take a test virus out of Detrick and they'll transfer it to a university. We know it came out of North Carolina. That's confirmed. Wow, so tell me what your friend told you.
Well, I mean, she told me exactly what I know, what I told you. It started there.
But see how I say we're going to take three calls, a call like this. No. Tell me, like the anthrax attack in Fort Detrick. You see, I have a friend that works there. Just tell us what she said.
Well, she told me that they were working on it there, and then it was transferred. It was out into the, and she couldn't go into details, of course, because of the security, and she shouldn't have been telling me this to begin with. But it's scary. I mean, because she was like, you know, it was very, she said, it, you know, that when they handled it, you know, she said it was very, very scary because that's what she does. She said,
so she was saying this is one of the most scary weapons they have.
Yeah, it was. It was the worst one they had in there. And she said that it was gone.
Well, I know this. It's super small. It keeps mutating. It keeps coming back. Like we reported 6 weeks ago, that's now confirmed. Mainstream news is reporting. It's basically like HIV. It keeps coming back. You can't get rid of it. How uncool is that, man?
I know. And I was like, how can you work?
So it's like, oh, America, you don't like giving your little boys transgender drugs? How about we just kill you, everybody? Like, we tried to just cut your son's balls off. We tried to just let you die quietly. But since you didn't, you've chosen the path of pain. Well, all the globalists hiding out in their bunkers, they've chosen the path of death.
Exactly.
Knock me by my hand, but I can tell you, the angel of death is coming for them. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, I want to know why Obama isn't hung from the highest tree for taking that out of there.
Well, we don't wish any harm on the puppet Obama. We just want him to tell us who controls
him. Well, you know,
him.
Treason is punishable by death. You know that.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying Obama is just a puppet, but I hear you. God bless you, Cindy. I'm not saying your story is not true. I'm just telling you that if that's true, your friend is to go public before she ends up getting hung from a tree by the globalists. Let's go to Josh in Colorado, then we'll go to other callers. Josh in Colorado, thanks for holding.
God bless, Alex. Quick point. Obama said in 2014, October 24th, Ebola is a quote-unquote trial run for a more deadlier airborne disease.
And that's, oh, I meant to cover that. That's what the UN, remember a year ago, Disease X is coming. It's coming. We'll have a worldwide pandemic. Give up all your rights and you won't go to work anymore. Drones will deliver all your food and robots will grow all the food and you'll be in prisons from the viruses. This is the takeover. It's happening.
Second point, there's a video I found. I sent it to Savannah Hernandez on her Twitter message. It shows what's happening when the gain of function happens, the mutation. It's the same thing that happened during the Spanish flu. People have their autoimmune rush to the lungs, and then they have a massive seizure. And there's a video I sent her, and I've never seen it anywhere. It is a bunch of people in the back alley of some Chinese place, and there's hundreds of people flailing around on the ground.
Jesus, I hear you crying.
You
know, China wants to hit its own people. It's a bio attack on their own people, incubating them as a weapon, pure evil. Tell me the name of the video. You sent it to Savannah Hernandez on Twitter, private message, but give us the name, brother, and we'll find it.
So it was tweeted by a Twitter named Waiting Fish 3204 on February 16th, 2020.
Let's start over. Waiting Fish 3204. Waiting Fish 3204.
Waiting Fish 3204, February 16th, 9:44 a.m.
What's the name of the video?
It's just a Twitter video. It doesn't have a name.
Oh, there it is. Good God. Mass convulsed Jesus. Excuse me, Lord.
And if you look at it, some of the doctors, I don't know, it's hard to see. You might need to have video editors. It doesn't look like they're wearing masks. They're all in
lab. Yeah, no. I mean, this is it. Look, America and the world was coming back. They launched this giant attack. And now they don't want to tell you what nanosilver and colloidal silver does. Folks, the studies, don't buy my products. This is not about my products. Go look at how nanosilver coats cells and how it kills viruses. It gloms on to viruses and stuff, too, but it gloms on to cells, and it's like, the silver's like, no, this cell's mine. And let's be honest, it's toxic. Let's not lie about that. It's true. They go, oh, it's dangerous. Well, why do I go to hospitals and all they've got now is silver? Like, I mean, because that's all they've got. Everything's not working anymore. And you use what you've got in a crisis. So I just want to tell the globalists, everybody's trying to take me down. I'm not going to kill you. Most of you are going to be dead soon. So just keep laughing, keep having fun, keep attacking, keep hating Jesus, because Judgment Day is here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee. And it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it. And I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why TurboForce has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like TurboForce.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And Dr. Francis Boyle, professor, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became the U.N. law, has been absolutely on target. It's actually frightening how on target he's been. I don't get suspicious he might be behind the attack. It's just kind of gets like, how's this guy? Well, he's an expert. Expert of experts. He was gracious enough to join us on short notice. We'll go back to your calls next hour. But Governor Abbott, and we had Gary Haven, who met with the governor an hour before, billionaire Gary Haven, philanthropist, patriot. He met with him, and he said on air, the governor's going to declare an emergency next week. Well, it happened earlier than that. Trump's about to declare an emergency. The Democrats said you didn't do enough. Now they're saying, oh, don't block flights from Europe. They are openly trying to use this as a political weapon. It should extinct their party forever. We need a new second party or third party in America. This is, we're going to go to him. But here's the governor still speaking. We backed the DVR up. Here he is, like 5 minutes ago. Here's the governor declaring martial. The Texas governor announces martial law powers.
The state of emergency. And, of course, we brought you live the Massachusetts governor. Governor Abbott of Texas. Let's watch.
Last week, DSHS announced that 10 public health labs in Texas are now equipped to perform COVID-19 testing throughout the state. DSHS has established a website for COVID-19 to share up-to-date information. It'd be helpful if you get that out. It is dshs.texas.gov/coronavirus/. Again, it is dshs.texas.gov/coronavirus/. Now, the state has also asked health insurers and HMOs operating in Texas to waive costs associated with the testing and telemedicine visits concerning coronavirus. We have a long list of health insurers that have agreed to comply with that request. Very importantly, for the uninsured, if an uninsured person needs testing for coronavirus, there are two options. One is a public health testing or private laboratory testing. For public health testing, it requires consultation with local health departments. If the person meets public health criteria, then the person is eligible for testing through public health testing with no cost to the person. Private testing can also...
And again, I have the transcript of what he said. He declared state of disaster over coronavirus as drives through testing to start in San Antonio. I believe this virus is already all over the place. I think it's going to create a giant panic. Again, let's go ahead and go to Dr. Francis Boyle here, taking time off there in his office to speak to us today. I could ask a lot of questions, but what's front and center for you as one of the leading experts on this, who has predicted exactly what's now unfolded?
Well, Alex, let me say that I fully applaud President Trump for cutting off travel from Europe. I think he should have done it sooner, but at least he did it. And I support him. Those European leaders are absolute idiots. They have this ideological commitment to the EU and their little bitty Schengen agreement. So they kept open borders out over there and allowed this to travel all over Europe. Indeed, now Tedros of the WHO has said that now Europe, instead of China, is the epicenter of the coronavirus. So, of course, Trump should have shut it off. And I have no criticisms at all, and I do not believe those who criticize President Trump for this are acting in good faith. I do believe, however, that President Trump should add Britain to the list there. I know he's got good relations with Prime Minister Johnson, but I'm very sorry. We need to protect the American people. They have a very dangerous situation there in Britain. Indeed, yesterday, Prime Minister Johnson said a lot of British people are going to die. So I regret to say I think that should be cut off. And I'm not anti-European. I have citizenship in the EU. Member state, along with my native-born American citizenship, and I travel with both an EU and an Irish passport.
Sure, but the fact is, Europe is like thousands dead in Italy alone. Why is Italy so hard hit? I don't mean to change the subject here, but why is Italy so hard hit?
I guess they did not act immediately and effectively to shut it all down as soon as possible. South Korea, which is also a democracy, seems to be doing a very good job now in getting this thing under control. They have massive testing, 10,000 a day, quarantines and everything like that. So maybe South Korea is turning a page here, I can't say, but in Italy, Germany, France, now Britain, I think it's completely...
I know you don't like to cover old ground, but to me it's seminal that 6 weeks ago you were here saying it's man-made, major universities saying it. Now, you know, if that's big news now, saying it's man-made. You know, the fact that it's mutated, the fact that there's reinfections, that's now confirmed. The provenance of this, what's behind it, to me, that's pivotal.
Well, as I said, Alex, right. And you see, the CDC, HHS, NIAID, Tony Fauci are all covering this up. That as we went through this before in great detail,
you were right when you said 3 weeks ago they're screwing up covering this up for Fauci. We're not making him clearly Trump early on had advisors covering it up. His instincts kicked in. He's not doing that now.
It appears he's not trusting the advisors he has now, but I think he's got to fire all of them because Azar, Fauci, CDC, Redfield, they're more interested in covering their own behinds here because they were funding this death science research there at the University of North Carolina.
And by the way, I just got to say this. So I don't want to inject myself in here, but I confirmed through lawyers that just having you and others on pissed them off. So somebody inside the CDC put the word out to try to shut us down. I'm sure you've seen the news. They're everywhere. They're calling for SWAT team raids on us right now, doctor.
That would not surprise me, Alex. As you know, I'm totally censored on the mainstream news media, not only here, but in Europe for obvious reasons. Ever since I blew the whistle on the Amerithrax coming out of a U.S. biological warfare program. So it's par for the course. But I think Trump just has to fire all these people.
I agree. What does the president do then? He's definitely listening. What does he do?
Well, it looks like he's going to proclaim a national emergency later today and inject billions of dollars into helping frontline people combat this.
That's good.
And I applaud that. With all due respect to the markets, we have to take care of the people first and foremost, the American people. And the markets, I think, will take care of themselves. So, I know the president's a businessman, but right now the priority has to be the American people. Get everyone tested and free of charge and mass testing. And then, if necessary, telling them to, you know, quarantine at home, shutting down all schools, churches, public events, and try to shut this down. As best as can be done. I also think, given the deliberate stalling and delaying and covering up from these so-called advisors in Washington, D.C., state and local governments, I've said this before in our last interview, they're just going to have to charge out there on their own. Just like,
well, you said that just last Wednesday, and that's not happening. Stay there. Dr. Francis Boyle is really knocking it out of the park. Stay with us. We'll cover all this straight ahead. Another hour of your call straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Dr. Francis Boyle is going to leave us in about 10 minutes, and then I'll go back to loaded phone lines. But guess what? They're now finding in Newsweek and the Associated Press, the coronavirus is eating men's testicles. Oh, what a surprise. It destroys fertility. So, Dr. Boyle, I've got a lot of questions for you. We can talk for 10 days. Hopefully you'll join me on the Sunday show or the Monday show, whatever you can do, for a full hour. Or maybe you can host, if you like, Sunday for an hour. That's even better without me interrupting. But the way it's a chimera, the way it keeps mutating, I've got articles right here where they're saying, oh, no, people that are here, they survived the coronavirus, then they tested positive again. You and Mike Adams and the reports 6 weeks ago were saying this. It has an HIV delivery system, and then it just keeps coming back like HIV. It's not like you beat it, and then it goes away. There's so many points to cover, so many angles to go with, but the fact that it's man-made, who would do this? Where did it come from? And then now they're trying to blame Trump and bring down the economy with it. To me, I think this is, it just looks like the big assault to take down America. But I'm going to stop talking for 10 minutes. You've got the floor. You just cover whatever you think is most important, Dr. Boyle.
Well, again, Alex, as we went through before and in detail, the HIV is in there. And I already mentioned to you this scientific study where one of the Wuhan BSL-4 people worked with the Australian government to mate HIV with coronavirus. And then I also think they took the UNC gain-of-function coronavirus and back there in Wuhan, put them both together to create this turbocharged biological weapon that then leaked, I believe, accidentally. Right now, I haven't seen
it. I was about to say, if it's man-made, you can prove where it came from. Why the hell would you release it?
I think it was an accident. And the problem is, Alex, that all of these BSL-3 and BSL-4s leak. We know
no, you've proven that. It's on record. Why doesn't Trump just come out and address the nation and admit it? The stock market will go down 10,000 points. Like you said, that doesn't matter. Truth matters. He will politically win by that, and we'll mobilize like when Germany was bombing Britain. Britain was against World War II until the Nazis attacked. If Trump, like Churchill, just says, we're in trouble, it's horrible, let's fight. That's what we need, not a bunch of cowering. What do you say?
I agree with that. I'm happy to speak with President Trump about this if he wants to talk with me. And the amount and extent of this Nazi biological warfare work that has gone on here for quite some time and that was funded by the National Institutes of Health, the Center for Disease Control.
And you're right. You said this a month ago, and I'm like, he needs to burn them all because they're going to set him up.
Well, I don't know if they're setting him up, but they're certainly covering their own rear ends here. They're all up
sure, but then the globalists in the process blame Trump. So I'm just saying it's the right thing to do. Plus, they're going to blame him for it. Burn him.
It's clear he's being blamed for something that was in operation here long before President Trump. Indeed, it was the Obama administration that put a pause on this dual-use DNA genetic research and then lifted the pause. That's right there in that University of North Carolina article I mentioned to you. If you look at the footnotes, the small print, it's all there. So this preceded President Trump. But as I said before, you know, as President Truman said, the buck stops here. So he's
no, you're right. And you were saying 3 weeks ago, he doesn't take action now, but he is starting to take action.
He is. But again, he's got advisors around him that are trying to restrain him from taking, I think, what is even more effective action that's going to have to be taken at this time. Yeah.
Well, listen, I could ask questions 1,000 times. We really appreciate you, and I know you're a busy man, but I hope you can come on Sunday, maybe in hosting hours. There it is, lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. That was 5 years ago. Scientists said in major publications, the scientists, why is this going on? And then now it's here, and we know it does kill a large number of people. What's scary is the HIV aspect where it reinfects. As a top bioweapons lawyer that wrote the U.S. law on it and then the U.N. adopted, just in a minute or two, Dr. Boyle, can you explain a regular flu virus or something else, you get sick, you defeat it, whatever. They're in the news, the AP, L.A. Times saying, okay, it is coming back. What type of virus comes back? Is that not a autoimmune chimera like HIV or what's happening?
Yes, it's total disinformation to say, well, the flu, it kills more people than this. The people who are saying that are just trying to deceive you. This is clearly a turbocharged offensive biological warfare weapon that has never been released before.
And if you're going to release it, you do it on your own people to be the victims. You don't get the blame.
Well, as I said, I think, well, this was being stockpiled on both sides by both China.
Exactly. So it's hard to know who did it.
Well, I think that UNC article makes it quite clear that this goes back to the University of North Carolina. And you'll note there was a pause on it, and then the Obama administration lifted the pause.
Jesus.
So it's all in that article that we discussed, Alex.
Now, and I know, Professor, you teach classes, so you're like phase one, phase two. Well, you didn't miss the previous class, but we have huge, the audience is way bigger than a month ago. So I get it, Professor. You teach in phases, and then that makes sense. People should go back and watch the previous interviews, or we should categorize them as that, but this is just...
Well, maybe, Alex, what you should do is put together the interviews we gave. I think starting, was it Mr. Sherrod? You were out of town at that time, so I gave him...
No, you're right. We should take the interviews from like 6 weeks ago and just say, Professor Boyle's class on coronavirus, and just have it all right there.
I would not say class, but, you know, I don't wish to sound professorial.
Whatever. Well, whatever you call it, Professor Boyle's analysis.
But I think, analysis, but I think it would be helpful if you went back to the first half-hour interview I gave, I think it was Mr. Sherwood or Sherrod.
Yeah, and then,
right, and then I gave you, that was on a Wednesday, then I gave you an interview on Friday.
No,
and
you have to understand, I've been interviewing you for almost 20 years. You're a great guy, I respect you, you're really smart, everybody knows you're prestigious. I hate myself doing this. I hate you being so accurate. Like, I wanted you to be wrong. I was telling True, like, 6 weeks ago, I think Boyle's... I'll be honest, I think Boyle's just worst-case scenario. That's what lawyers do. And now I'm just like, no, Boyle's dead on. I feel sick right now. This is we're living in 2020 under a bioweapon attack, and we don't know who the hell launched it.
Well, that's why I've tried to appear on your show. I think it's important to understand. You know, it's like the Pogo cartoon. We met the enemy, and he is us. And that's what's going on here. It came out of that UNC lab with the approval of all the people.
Exactly. They think they're going to cook this stuff up in labs. It gets out. Everyone's to blame. Why did you do it? Why did you build it? It goes back to the atomic bomb. But now...
Well, I publicly condemn this UNC research as far back as 2015, if you have a look at that.
No, I had you on the time. That was what's... I've got a good memory still. I remember you freaking out about level four labs, doing level, you know, all the... We're here now, so let me, in the closing minute, Professor, because you've got the crystal ball, you live this, what's coming next?
I regret to say it doesn't look good, Alex. I regret to say because of this... criminal malpractice advice that all these advisors have been giving to President Trump, it domestically, it looks like it might be a little too little too late. I think...
Dollar day, or a day late, dollar short.
What has to be done now is, as you just saw Governor Abbott do...
Hold on. I know you got to go. Do 5 more minutes. Back in 2 minutes. 5 more minutes, sure. with Dr. Boyle. All right. Thank you, sir. Man, I got 4 kids. Man, I'm so pissed right now. I can barely do this show. I know you're all pissed. Man, they just canceled my kids' school. They're shutting all of Austin down. They're declaring martial law powers right now. It's all happening. This isn't a debate. It's not a joke. It's happening now. I'll be right back.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Richard.